Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
Yashika was waiting at the train station near her home in central India. She'd never left her small village before, especially not to travel by herself to the biggest city in the country. But today was all about facing her fears and standing up for herself. She was on her way to the National Karate Championship, and she was ready to kick all her worries away. After all, she was Karate Girl. I'm Geeta Murali, and this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, a fairy tale podcast about the rebel women who inspire us. On this episode, Yashika, karate champion, mentor, and teacher. Growing up in a poor, working-class community in India, Yashika dealt with a lot of difficulties. Life at home was extremely difficult, especially after her father was injured in an accident, and the family had to take care of him and find new ways of making income. One of the biggest hurdles for Yashika was getting to school. Without streetlights, sidewalks, or school buses, the route was sometimes dangerous. A lot of girls dropped out of school because they were harassed so often while they were walking there. Yashika's parents worried a lot and asked her to stop going. But Yashika was determined to get an education and knew there had to be a safe way to get to school. She learned in a life skills class how to advocate for herself and asked the local leaders for support. At the same time, Yashika had the opportunity to take a self-defense class for girls where karate was being taught. Standing in front of the class was the teacher, a powerful and strong woman. Yashika found herself feeling powerful and strong just watching her. Witnessing a woman do karate, a craft rarely done by women in India, felt inspiring. Yashika thought to herself, if this teacher can do it, why can't I? Learning karate helped Yashika both physically and mentally. Before karate, Yashika had a hard time processing her emotions, especially fear. But every time she practiced her stances, blocks, and kicks, she found new ways to find focus. She walked taller, stood prouder, and convinced her family to let her continue her studies.
Hey, Rebels, do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes.
Listen, we've all had our embarrassing BO moments, am I right? I once made my friend's Pearl Jam t-shirt stink so badly that she blamed me for the band breaking up. But fear not. Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making sure that none of us have to worry about BO ever again. Unlike many other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a whole new way. Lumi delivers 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet, and yeah, that includes your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. As a special offer, new customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code REBELGIRLS at LumiDeodorant.com. I kid you not, the lavender sage cream tube is definitely on my list of things I must have if I'm stranded on a deserted island. Smell for yourself. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi Starter Pack with code REBELGIRLS at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code REBELGIRLS. So lift those pits and stay rebel.
Unfortunately, as one solution was found, a new issue arose. The people in the town began to tease Yashika and her family. Karate is a boys' sport, they said. Again, her parents pressed her to quit. But Yashika remained calm and motivated and kept on training. By doing karate, I learned to never give up, no matter my challenges, she said. Before she knew it, she won a karate tournament, then another and another. Which brings us back to that day at the train station. Yashika was just 18 years old, but she'd already qualified for the National Karate Championship. The only thing was, she had to travel by herself on a train to get to Mumbai. And this train had always scared her, because it wasn't the safest. Yashika knew she had the courage inside her, though. She had prepared for this very moment for years. As the train pulled into the station, she gathered herself and imagined she was about to step out onto the mat. She knew what to do. She climbed onto that train and took her seat with her head held high. And when she got to Mumbai, she walked into the arena with that same confidence. There, the girl who was once afraid of walking to school won a silver medal for her individual performance. And with her team, she won a gold. Today, the Karate Girl, as she is fondly called by her fans, is a beloved mentor for girls. She tells her students that dedication, focus, and hard work will make all of their dreams come true. She is proud to share her story because she knows everyone has difficulties to face. And she believes karate is a great practice to keep the body and mind strong. And it can kick fear's butt. So remember, Rebels, if you're ever feeling afraid or overwhelmed, there are lots of ways to advocate for yourself and find your inner karate girl. As Yashika likes to say, there's always a way to live life on your own terms. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series, Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Dr. Geeta Murali, CEO of Room to Read, a nonprofit that helps girls like Yashika learn the skills they need to stay in school and make key life decisions. Learn more about Room to Read and Yashika at www.roomtoread.org. This episode was produced and directed by Joy Smith, with sound design and mixing by Real Audiobooks. It was written by Room to Read and edited by Abby Scher. The executive producers were Joy Smith and Jess Wolf. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elettra Barjaki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.